Because I can't draw up the long documents in Cholomoyed. But we made a Maminoi if the loan is taking place, and he doesn't trust him. The Malba doesn't trust the Loibo. Well, Loibo Tzarek Lamos, the Loibo can't wait for the loan. Malba says, I'm not lending the money unless I have some type of documentation. Or alternatively, in a case where the sofer doesn't have what to eat, and by writing this document he'll get paid and he'll have food. So in either of those cases, the rate that used to, you can write the loan document. You can write up a document of a sale, something which should be used for Cholomoyed, which Rabbi will point out. If a person was a sharecropper, that's a resus or a kablonus, a person that made some type of contract which took place before Yom Tov, you can't write up the document during Chol HaMoed.
So that would be considered the Devar Avud?
Which one?
The resus or the kablonus?
Well, he should have written it before Yom Tov. Cases he was kibble kadam
amoyed. Somebody interested came along dafka during Cholomoyed?
Could happen. And the case of the Ramah was the case of kibble kadam amoyed. He was makabel kadam amoyed. So he's makabel kadam amoyed. So what's your excuse of writing on Cholomoyed? Should have written beforehand. Okay. Lama vav shtar chib amoyed. Why the yochel hamtin litav is a shtar la achar amoyed? You can drop a document after Yom Tov. If he already gave the loan, I feel if they ate him a kinyan, even though there is witnesses and there is a kinyan done, so he's definitely chayiv. What do they say? You're allowed to write the document. Why is that? Because the davar avid over here is maybe the edim are going to be the davar avid. Yeshlochu shema yamusa who edim v'yich barachaka. The lover will deny because the Edom might die. So that's the double of it is on the double of it is on the Edom. Because Chazal said, "Hey, Gabi Matonas." Like we had the case before, the case of the Matonas, you're allowed to write it up because maybe the Edom will die or they will leave. So you want to document it now. That's mutter. Fine. Lam and Zayin. If he doesn't trust him, and he needs the money now, for Levit Tzarech Lamos Lam and Zayin, B'chol HaMoed. Feel the Shein on the Tzarech HaMoed, even though the money is not the money which is Tzarech HaMoed. Okay. But that's, so you're allowed to drop the document. Aber Kishalev the Tzarech Achra HaMoed is Osir. If the goal over here of the loan is to have money for after Yom Tov, it's also.
I don't follow that. If it's a field of Shein on Tzarech HaMoed, so it's after the Moed.
Now it tells us after the Moed. Okay. Great question. Im lo yimotze achar Moed mo'os levois, mutalito ev d'havid le dabar hovid. In a case where he won't be able to find money until after he's afraid that the loan will not... Loans will not be available. Here is somebody who's able to give him the loan now, even though he doesn't need the money till after Yom Tov. The heter is based on Devar Oved, it'll be Devar Oved. So, that situation, you're allowed to borrow, and then you're allowed to write it up also. Because he doesn't trust him to wait till after Yom Tov to write it up. That's interesting, but in the loan itself, remember we discussed before that there's a concept called Dabrav. There's something called Menias HaRevach. Dabrav means if I have something and I'm afraid I'm going to lose it, that's called Dabrav. If I'm going to, if I'm in the business world and my business is by buying and selling, so even though it's a question of purchasing something new, but that's what the whole business is about, so that's also called Dabrav, that could be a Dabrav. But in a case where I have an opportunity to make someone says it's a I want to expand my business or I want to get a new client or something like that. So the opportunity only is available now. Chol HaMoed won't be available after Yom Tov. That's not called Devar Ovid. It's called Tzmini Zareva. So let's say I want to take a loan for that purpose. It'll be the same thing. It's not going to be any better. So the purpose of the loan is because I want to expand my business, and I need the money for the expansion. And the loan is only available now. That's not going to be mutter. Shom Zalman said that's not going to be mutter. Or alternatively, in a case where the issue isn't the Devar Ovid, but the document. We want to document the loan because the sefer needs what it needs business. There are two opinions before. What's called Ein Loy Mayoichol. Magen Rum learned that meant that simply as written. He didn't have what to eat. For this heter to do work at Chol HaMoed, it is for a person who has the basic food needs are not being met for himself and his family. According to the Yesharim, as long as he doesn't have what he needs for simple yomta, that's also called Ein Lo Mayoichol. Mishnah Berurah is not giving us any type of a decision between the two opinions. So both those cases, it's a Devar Ovid, or because it's Ein Lo Mayoichol, you're allowed to write a shtar, allowed to write it up. And then the Ramos said, you're allowed to write up a shtar mechira b'mayit. So what's the case going to be writing a shtar mechira b'mayit? The case has to be the sale was tzarech b'mayit. So the case is that the sale of the karka was also tzarech b'mayit. What's the case of tzarech b'mayit? He needed his tanner needed work, and the way you fix it up is by taking tit and using it as mortar to put it together again. And he needed to get this. Somebody said, "Listen, I'll sell you the property. You can take out as much tit as you want." So that's gonna be the arrangement. He's allowed to buy the property to be able to get the tit. Something of that similar type of use example. So he sold to Moyd for Tzarech HaMoed, which that's mutter. Then you're allowed to write up the documentation also. But if the sale took place before the Moyd, also little bit Moyd. Even though the chur, you can be concerned that maybe if you don't write it up, the fellow will back out. The example of a shtar arisus, which he also said is also. So, since you should have done it beforehand, so therefore, we're not going to allow you to do it chol HaMoed. Therefore, if that's the argument, if there was some reason why he couldn't write it beforehand, but there just wasn't enough time to write it, so then we're not going to fault him for not doing it beforehand, then he's allowed to write it up in Chol HaMoed. But otherwise, you say he should have, it's like being Mechavim Lat on the Moed, he should have done it beforehand, so he has no head to do it in Chol HaMoed. Matam. We should be concerned, maybe that the mercher will back out, or the owner of the field who has the rises will back out. Even so, we're not going to consider this as a loss for the lekech or for the sharecropper. So you go somewhere else and buy.
When did you start to do
that? Right. He calls man shein kosev l'shtar mechira. a case where the opposite is true. The merchant is selling because he needs money. The buyer says, I'm not going to give him the money until I have a documentation that the field is mine. Otherwise, I'm afraid he's going to deny the sale. So I'm not giving him any money until you get your right peshtar. Near the mutter, the chanal inyan halvo. Just like the case of the law, of you're allowed to write a peshtar halvo to get him money that he needs. You're allowed to write a peshtar mechir to get him money that he needs. So either one of those cases would be mutter. Mem. Alain lit peshtar reisus, but the emesu dehud and shtar mechir, imachal kana moi gam ken also bechanal. The truth is, the language of the law sounds like this: shtar mechir you're allowed to write, shtar reisus you can't. That's really that's a misnomer. A case of a shtar mechira or shtar reisus, which was you didn't have time to do beforehand, it's what to do chol hamoed. A case of shtar mechira or shtar reisus, you had time to do beforehand, is osur. So there's no real difference in the two cases. Elad mishum zlinyan shtar mechira yochel etzar heter b'ksiva kigon shemarcher b'moed etzar chamoed. However, the reason why he separated them because a sale is possible to have. You can have an example of a sale, which is relevant on chol hamoed. He, like we had before, he needed to buy the karka to use for moyed purposes. And so once you're allowed to do the sale, you're allowed to write up the documents. Whereas once you can buy reasons of the kabbalas, the shaykh lemer, she kabbal said of the tzarka moyed, the hochi shaykh tevez abel. Sharecropping is a commitment for a year. There's no tzarka moyed in that case. So well, I need a tzarka moyed because if I commit the reasons, now what? Doesn't benefit anyway to the moed, so that in the case of the arisus, it's impossible to have a case of tzarecha moed. But even in the case of arisus, if the arisus was done before yom tov, if they didn't have time to write it up beforehand, and he wants a document, otherwise you're afraid he's going to lose it, so he's allowed to write it up during chol moed also. That in that sense, they're not different. Shekibul kadam moed. So a case where he accepted the reasons beforehand, and he could have documented it beforehand, and he didn't. So that's not going to be mutter. In a case where he didn't have the ability to be documented beforehand, so then we're going to say that's mutter anyway. It is a mutter. It's right chol hamoed. What minimum is that to havi davar abir l'chanal because you should have done it beforehand. Miu imenas l'hoyel panai litim kadam amoyed mutter afalin yin chakiris l'chablonus. So if you didn't have time beforehand, it's mutter. In the case of chakiris and the reasons are basically the same. The difference between chakiris and arisus is that arisus is a sharecropping for a percentage. Like the person would sharecrop and he would give the owner X and he would keep a percentage. And chakiris is he would commit to give a certain amount of produce. That's supposed to be a percentage. He's committing that the owner will get 10 bushels of wheat out of the field. And then whatever he makes above and beyond that, that's his profit. And if not, he has to go out. And if he doesn't make that amount, he has to go out and buy it from the market and deliver it. So it's a little more of a commitment on his side. But on the other hand, he might end up gaining more depending on how well the field does. So that's the chakiris. But the chakiris and arisus, for our purposes, are going to be interchangeable.
Where are you?
I'm in Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Aleph. Okay. So, in a case where he accepted the arisus before Yom Tov or the kablonus, he's makabel the whatever range that he had, the contract that he had on some type of a project beforehand, but he wasn't able to draw up the document beforehand. He was an oynus, he couldn't do it beforehand, so he's allowed to do it in Chol Hamoed. Okay, im shalach shlucha liyurid. The person sent a shliach to the fair for him. If he's sending him to the Yerid and he wants the person to have documentation that he's the agent of so and so, the fellow was leaving now to go to the fair, because that's when the fair is, he has to leave now to do that. So you're allowed to write up this letter indicating that he's your agent, that so when he gets there, he can buy and sell for you, and that people will honor that. So that's the veravid. I mean, if you don't write the letter now, by the time you get the letter to him, the fair will be over. However, that's only a mutter. The veravid is only a mutter if you didn't make a conscious decision to put it off to Chol Hamoed to do. He said, sorry, you should have done it beforehand. In the case where he didn't do that, so the Davar Ovid is what. Okay. Zion. Called the worm shall mutter lichtoiv, I feel a below shining is mutter. Called the worm shall also lichtoiv, I feel like they shining mutter. So shining is not matter. Whatever is mutter, the Mechaber says you do not require a shino, you can write it in the regular way. Whatever is also, a shino is not going to make a mutter anyway. That's what the Mechaber says. Comes on the Ramah. Okay. So Ramah comes along and says that using the wax tablets, so it doesn't last because you just wipe it up and it starts over again. Membeis, call it the warden. So we have this whole list of items in Sifhei that you're mutter to do, you're mutter to write. The matana, the prizbol, the gerashum, the shtar chalitza, the mir, and all these different things that we listed in Sifhei. So all of those items that you're allowed to do. So gerashum. Oh, shu davar ovid, or some which means the davar ovid. So you say you're allowed to write. We have the case of the shtar havu. All these cases which are mutter, you're allowed to do it with a shu. You do not require a shu.
That's
nigaris
shu.
Take a look at the pay. Okay, or but the things which are also to write, even with the shu, is not going to be mutter. What does that mean? I feel like a shu also. He changes the way he holds his hand during the writing. Going, he holds it between the thumb and the first finger, as opposed to between the two fingers. Let's say, if that's normal, do hold it between two fingers. He holds it between the thumb and the fingers, or vice versa. The letters look the same, but the sentences, the line doesn't go straight. Either it goes rounded or it goes at an angle. But the actual writing itself, there's no change in it. So that's not a sufficient shinui to be matter if it's not what to write on. However, the actual writing itself is different. You make breaks in the letters. You don't get a full letter. Or you make a yud like a dot, as opposed to making a yud. So I'm wondering, because that's how much you've changed the actual ksiva. The actual ksiva looks different. So that's another machine that will be matur in Chol HaMoed, even though it doesn't have the regular het. That's all talking about the block letters, which is your proper Hebrew letters. He said before, our minig was Ksav Mashito. The Mishaber brought the minig is the Meko by our Ksav Mashito. Because it's not a Maisa Uman. So therefore, it's not a Maisa Uman, and we do a Shinixas, it's some type of an angle. And that's enough to be matter if there's some level of a tzarech. So if a person has some basic need to write something called a Moed, so he'd be allowed to do that. So most of this issue, unless you live in Eretz Israel and you're writing Hebrew, and you're writing Ksav Meruba, which is the block print, which is more Dema to Ashuris, you're writing in the script, Hebrew script, or you're writing in any other language. So, as long as there's some element of tzarech, A and B, you do the first line at an angle. The minhag does the first line at an angle. That's sufficient to be matur. So, it's definitely preferable to avoid it, but if a person has any needs, so a person can write. shel shayva. You want to write it, put on a wax tablet. Efshe dehu de meluchas shelonu. Be something similar on. I'm not sure what Luchas Shelonu was. It was different than their wax tablets. I'm not sure what their wax tablets look like. You know, you read about it when you were kids, but I've never seen a wax tablet. Maybe in a museum somewhere. And exactly what their Luchas. I mean, the question is, let's say it means like writing with chalk. That's mutter. Rashi has a tshuva. Rashi holds that writing with chalk on a chalkboard is not. That's not ksavim miskayim. So I don't know. But it's not ksavim miskayim. I would say he was only mutter it. If there's some level of there's some reason why you're doing it. In other words, because it's. So maybe it means the ksav. But yeah, lucha shalom. Maybe it means because we're megadah the mashu kaisim, but kanei aforis al lucha is mupotzis besid because they're efshad the shari ayin shamoy. Kanei aforis is a lead, and they put it on the lucha. So it means on a parchment which can accept the lead writing. So that could be that's mutter also. Okay. Ches. Not so really, Carmen. We're writing in pencils or pens on paper. Ches. Misha shlocha lishol mimenu she'elo. Person was asked the halacha question. The messenger who was sent with the question does not want to remain the left yomtiv, but to bring back the answer. Went to the customer, you let her write the tshuva and send it with the shliach. And you also let her make a copy for yourself of what you wrote in order to have because otherwise you're afraid you're going to forget it. That's called Dabar Ovid. Went to the customer, even though the child itself is not tzarcha moed. Even though the child itself is not tzarcha moed. So why is it mutter? Pen lo yimsa chakach al yedei mila shalcha. So Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nei says, Memhei says that there's a Dabar Ovid element because this fellow is willing to travel there and answer the shayla or bring back the answer. You don't know that you'll be able to get somebody else who'll do that traveling for you after the Enochanim. In a case where you, if the question is up, is not tzarcha moed, and you know there are always people going to the other place, you should not write it now and send it now. You wait after Yom Tov. In a case where you had no other options, so you would send it now. And you're allowed to write it up and send it, and you're allowed to make a copy for yourself. Which is what they used to do. I mean, these poskim, they published their tshuvas. I mean, what happened exactly? I got a shayla, I wrote an answer, and I published it. How do I publish it? I don't have the letter. He has the letter. They'd write a copy for themselves. They'd write two copies. They write the copy. They write and they keep one copy for themselves.
You're talking about copying the question,
copying the answer. The Noda Behuda wrote two copies. I read the tshuva. Right. He wrote two copies. The one he sent and one he kept for himself. This way he could publish his tshuvas. Right. He would have a. Well, he didn't do it to publish. The Divrei Torah. He should have the Divrei Torah still. So you're allowed to do that. I think Ramesh also. Ramesh is most of the tshuvas. I think you know. The vast majority of Rosh Hashanah was he kept a copy. He wrote a double copy, and he would keep a copy for himself. Nowadays, it's a little bit easier. You write it up on a computer, yeah. Right? But in those days, you had to write it up by hand, and so you write out two copies. You got to write a second copy because it's a double obeid because you don't write it, you're not gonna have it. And to think that you're going to be able to recreate the tshuva again later on from memory. Maybe these people could do it. I can't do it. People here first ask me a shayla. I've been all pasking a shayla. Then come back later. I don't know. I don't remember the details anymore. To recreate the whole thing from memory is maybe it comes with the age, but I can't do it. So we'll see later on in the next piece that even if it's true, but the time that I'm going to spend recreating that tshuva, I could have been learning new Torah.
Right.
So it's also done for Robin. So you're allowed to do that. Tests. Im Shabbat Dvar Chiddush, a person heard a Chiddush in Torah, but to the cost of a Kadesh La Yishkak, he's allowed to write it down. Because maybe he'll forget it. Became a raw sefer mechodesh. A person saw a new sefer, and you want to copy something from the sefer. I mean, copy meaning in the end, and said, write, sit down and write out by hand some points that there in the sefer. You're afraid you won't be able to find that sefer available after Yom Tov. So you're allowed to sit down and write out a copy of whatever you need to copy from that sefer. Often including the whole sefer, if that's that being an option.
Sounds like it's going to
the
sefer
Chodesh.
So you copy the whole sefer.
You can copy the sefer.
You
want to
copy the sefer?
Well, I was thinking too of just legalities, right?
So I'm the Shulchan Aruch, right? So there's this copy of the sefer that they printed. They were printing at the time of the Shulchan Aruch already, but they're printing, or there's a manuscript, right, of a sefer. I come into town X and I see that they have the sefer X on a Sefer Krisus. I've never seen it before and I'll never see it again because I'm leaving town right after Yom Tov.
Krisus?
I want a copy of that sefer. Well, so I sit down and I write out by hand a copy of the sefer. How else am I supposed to get a copy of the sefer?
Shouldn't you buy it? I mean, how does the guy who wrote the sefer make money, right?
If a sefer is available to buy, fine. So the Jew should buy it 100%. But that was in most cases that probably wasn't true. Okay. Zok Mishabrul Mem Zayin. Im Shabbat Davar Chiddush. So the language of Shulchan Aruch means if you heard something new, you're allowed to write it down. It sounds like you should try to avoid new things. That's why you don't have to write anything. So no, you're allowed to go and hear it and write it down. Whether you heard it from somebody else or you figured it out yourself. So what's the argument? If you heard it from somebody else, you might forget. If you heard it, you figure it out yourself, you can remember. I don't know about you, but the amount of times I told myself I remember this and then I figured out myself and I forgot it, it happens more than once. The harbe zimn to motzi shadam shekhach ma shekhidish kvar ben yochel khach achakach. Okay, so you're not remembered afterwards. The Chazanish, the famous Chazanish, when he would find a piece in the Chazanish that he wrote that he couldn't figure out why he said that, he wouldn't change it. He says he had to believe that when he went through the sugya, then he went through it well and he wrote it properly, and I doesn't figure out why it's written now, but he doesn't. So he's not doing the yegiya now that he was able to do that. So if the Chazanish had that problem, I mean, what about us? Furthermore, if you believe Tam Shechi, even without the issue, then maybe he'll forget it. We always have a chiv to learn new Torah and develop new thoughts. You can't say with that and then write it up, because then you should be able to move on and develop something new then. So taking your Chol HaMoed Chiddushim, wait till after Yom Tov, means you're losing that time which you could do that after Yom Tov, learning further. I have to redo everything I did before and as opposed to developing something new.
Why?
Right. That the person has a key of the kid constantly learn new elements of Torah. We read all about Zal Shakosuk Yibur B'Cholamoid. That they were made the Bach was halacha lemaisa, went and wrote what he was working on. He wrote Cholamoid. Kamalka miyuzer b'ksivas chadusha b'shita b'ksivas meshita. You should write it with the script as opposed to the black print. Yitarach lintav eizet ois meruba yitav ois shaber b'chanal. If you have to write something in a black print because for whatever reason why it's important that it should be in the regular black print of the Lashon Kodesh, you should write it shaber, which means it should leave there should be a break in the letter. Dots. Next one is I find fascinating. You see that how their thought process is, right? said mutter the kosher. V'cheshmal the kufa is also lichtav. The ends of moitzi meliba klum b'leishkechem. Mathematics, you're not going to forget. You know, the simple calculations of the math and stuff like that. That everybody that was so easy. Everybody remembers that. So that part you didn't have to read that. You know, the chiddush haTorah and the lumdas you might forget. But to be able to figure out the cheshbonos of the tekufas and the seasons and all those different things, how they work, like what's the problem with that? Everybody gets that. So that there's no reason you're not going to forget that. Sefer HaTzorich loy b'moyed l'limud. A person needs the sefer to learn. Mutter l'sak and v'lishrach ba'atzmai. The person is allowed to do a tikkun in it. The person is allowed to bind it if necessary, and put in some type of a binding. The kosher not yet yakum, definitely not yet yakum. The havidavar of it, because I need the item right now. I need it to held in a way which is, you know, the book will hold when it was the pages. Also the sakin kuntras kids below alachemad. You can't make a notebook to use it for writing after yom tov. You're allowed to write. You're allowed to make the quill. Take the feather, make it, shape it into a quill. You're making a kli. You're making a quill out of a feather. You're allowed to make the yo. You're allowed to mix the chemicals together to make the yo. That's all mut. To make the lines on your paper for the purpose of writing. You know, you can write without the lines. Just it's not. It doesn't look as nice. But that's not it. That's the question of that's not the answer. You know, the davar of it. You're going to lose the thought.
So you wouldn't be allowed to write.
You can't do the sirtut. Rather, the tefillah mezuzah she yevshel b'lav hochi dosa b'loizeh shori. In the case of Tilma Zuzu, we're mutter, like we discussed at the beginning of the Simon, there's a case of Tilma Zuzu, we're mutter, the right Chol HaMoed, Allah Tilma Zuzu requires Sirtut. So there, you're allowed to do Sirtut. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Sirtut actually is an Av Malacha. Even though it's not Lama Tes Malacha, the more it goes to a possibility that Ma'abed and Malach really are the same Malacha. They're both at the process of taking out the oils and liquids in the hide, which would cause it to deteriorate and rot, and then make it into leather. So Morris says, you're right, you can take out Maleach and put in Masartet. So the process of making the lines that you can write on it, is all, that process is also, it's a Malach of the Rai. So Chol HaMoed it's also, but there's no need for it. But for Tefillah Mezuzah, the halacha is that they require Sirtut. Now the halacha is that Mezuzah requires Sirtut. Tefillin, the Sirtut actually is just L'yipi Aksiva. It's not Mechuyiv. It's kosher without it. But L'maisa, it's proper to write it with it because of make sure that everything is written properly. So that's also called a Tzarech. And I'll be mutter and call them white in case you're allowed to write Tefillin. Okay, let's hold it here.